3, 2, 1. Happy birthday, Alex! Throw the mat down.
There's a really strong crowd building here, and the majority of that crowd is made up by kids from Currumbin State School who we've just heard sing happy birthday to the late Alex Griffiths. One of those children here in the crowd is Jen. Jen, what have you thought about the celebration so far?
Pretty fun and good to celebrate Alex's 100th birthday.
And what's your name?
Jake.
Jake, what do you like about Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary?
It's got heaps of animals and you can feed the kangaroos and there's birds and the lorikeets and they all go on your shoulders.
And would you all like to see it be around for a while yet?
Yes!
And what's your name?
Jacob. This is my first time here.
It's your first time. What have you seen today?
I've seen kangaroos, crocodiles, some cassowaries, and just... I thought it was real amazing because I've actually seen koalas or heaps of these animals.
And did you enjoy getting to sing happy birthday to Alex?
Yeah, it was fun.
And what about you?
Yeah, it was nice to say happy birthday to the guy that found out Currumbin Sanctuary.
Roxanne is also here with her children enjoying the celebrations. Roxanne, why did you come down today?
I came down today because we just decided that it'd be a great day to come. It's just a beautiful sunny day. We're homeschoolers and we thought that this would be a great educational experience.
And do you come to the park often?
Yeah, we've come at least 3 or 4 times this year.
Do you know much about the story of Alex Griffith?
We know that he donated this land for the sanctuary and he would have been 100 today.
Alex Griffiths, we got his oil painting here today because I really wanted him to be part of this. This is a man that was ahead of his time, okay? He believed in doing something special. And without people like Alex, we wouldn't have this place. We wouldn't be caring for all our animals, okay? And we wouldn't have such a wonderful place saved for you.
Yeah, hi, I'm Greg Davin, Director of Sales and Marketing at Currumbin Sanctuary.
So Greg, today is all about Alex Griffiths and celebrating what would have been his 100th birthday. Can you tell me about him as a man and his story in relation to this place?
Alex actually became, I suppose, accidentally into tourism. We're effectively standing in his backyard at the moment and he had beehives all around here and subsequently grew gladioli flowers to feed the bees. And what he noticed was this phenomenon of the lorikeets, the wild lorikeets coming down to feed from his flowers. Now, as you could imagine, in 1947 most farmers would get rid of competing native animals, but Alex had a little green streak and he liked the wildlife and the natural setting that was here in Currumbin, so he decided to feed the lorikeets, and that's how Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary actually started. It was by sheer accident, so he fed them and then the locals just got curious about all these lorikeets coming in, and then subsequently they brought their family and friends, and then as we say that people from all over the world have now come and enjoyed what was something that started by accident.
So you mentioned how he started feeding the lorikeets to stop them eating his flowers, but would other farmers maybe, would they have poisoned them or trapped them?
Yeah, absolutely. Like our short history shows a lot of, I suppose, misconceptions on a lot of our native wildlife. We literally had thousands of wedge-tailed eagles that were killed because they believed that they used to take cattle. So a lot of what the old beliefs used to be just physically are impossible. So Alex was, I suppose, for his time, was definitely ahead of his time. And that subsequently then grew his passion. So from his backyard, he literally would buy any property that he possibly could that was adjoining here. And what his vision was literally to have a green corridor that ran from the Currumbin Valley all the way through to the beach. And that's why today we're left with 28 hectares of land here, which predominantly is natural bush shedding here for our native animals.
And what do you think that Alex Griffiths would think today if he was here of what the park's become and of today's celebrations?
Look, I know that Alex would be happy because when he handed the control of the sanctuary over to the National Trust in 76, you know, he was quoted as saying that the end is just the beginning. So he knew that by giving the property to National Trust to manage for years to come, that would always be there and the message of conservation and animals for future generations will always be there. And that's what we strive to do. And we've got a lot of committed and passionate people here who want to see his memory and his legacy live on forever.
So what is the future of Currumbin Wildlife Sanctuary?
Look, I hope that we keep entertaining generations to come and introducing them and into what we hope to be like a lifetime love affair of native animals, and they then become proud of them. So when they travel the world or bring friends and family from overseas to Australia and to the Gold Coast, that they've always got that opportunity to show them some of our native animals at what is a beautiful natural setting here at the sanctuary.